Happy Friday to you. I'm Pastor Joel, and this is Happy and Whole in Him, 5 Minutes with Jesus. In John 16, verses 23 and 24, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." What do we do with this? Jesus pretty much holds out a blank check and says, "Ask my Father for anything." Do we take Jesus seriously? I met a fellow this week who took Jesus' promise seriously. He said to me, "Let's pray to the Father to get us some of that Donald Trump money. When two or three or more are gathered together, that cinches the effectiveness of our prayer." Now, we may chuckle at that because we'd never treat God like our vending machine. But do we fall off the horse the other way and fail to move towards God, who in Jesus is now our Father, and our lives end up not being as joyful as they might be? James 4:2 says, "We do not have because we do not ask." We need to take seriously the promise of Jesus that God is a Father who wants us to ask. Our Father wants to give us fullness of joy. Do you want fullness of joy? Jesus implies here we are hardwired for happiness. And Jesus tells us to ask no less than 6 times this night before going to the cross. He tells his disciples to simply ask, "And I will give it to you. My Father will give it to you." And only 1 time does he add a qualifier: "Abide in me." This tells us there is a God-centered happiness, which is opposed to a self-centered happiness. But Jesus only qualifies it once because he is pushing us to get into the game, to move towards his Father, who in Jesus is now your Father. And he wants to show you, his beloved child, his fatherly heart. Well, then the question comes up, why don't we go to our Father? Why don't we go to him more? Well, there's a number of reasons, and it may well be that we're living to please a different father. Do you know every person you meet today is living to please their father? Jesus says in John 8, "If you don't believe in him and his words, it is because your father is the devil." And Jesus' point is that he is not the father you want to serve. Jesus came that we might know his Father who loves you and sent his Son to save. So why don't we go to our Father? Is it because we're lazy? Is it because we're far too easily pleased and we settle for the lesser joys of this life? Is it because we're far too busy? We can do plenty without God's help. Second reason is that I'm too busy and if I do something for God, then it makes me feel better when I do pray. All Christians have a chronic tendency to live with a lawish heart, thinking our good works, our obedience, strengthen the Father's love for us. And it's really silly. Can you imagine a father coming home to see his 5-year-old working feverishly around the house and then saying, "Dad, I'm trying to earn my place in the family"? Out of gratitude for being brought into the family, we now try to prove we're worthy of the honor, which leaves us devastated after we make a big mistake or after 1,000 little ones. Or maybe we don't go to the Father because we're angry and ashamed and we don't believe in his love. We've been abandoned, shamed, abused. We've been treated like trash. We look at our life and say, "Where is the evidence of the Father's love?" My friend, the evidence of the Father's love is not your life. It is the life of the Father's Son, who is treated like trash and all that at the cross. And he did it for you, that you might belong, and that you might have true and lasting joy. I encourage you to get in the game and begin to ask the Father for things just like a little child would. To see that you're actually obeying Jesus and even becoming more like a son when you do. More like Jesus as you discover you've been given the greatest privilege of addressing your holy God and Creator as Father, which should blow our minds every day. As one commentator says about addressing God as Father in the Lord's Prayer, "We don't yet have the right to say this prayer, but it's part of the holy boldness, the only cheeky celebration of the sheer grace and goodness of the living God, that we can actually say these words as though we meant them through and through. It's a bit like a child dressing up in his grown-up brother's suit and having the cheek to impersonate him for a whole morning and just about getting away with it and learning to his surprise, as he does so, what it must be like to be that older brother. Remember who you are and who you belong to. Heavenly Father, what manner of love is this, that we should be called your children? Forgive us for not taking in the gospel of your great heart for us, former enemies now made sons. Grant that Jesus' words will sink into our hearts, that we may believe our great privilege, and may we be made like him as we put our hope in him and his precious promises. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.